Some people say that when you take to the teachings of Gita or you become a devotee of Krishna, you're escaping the world. But that's the most ridiculous misconception. We don't want to escape. We want to face it for what it is. But we want to see it in such a way that we see the goodness. We deal with the badness, we see the goodness, we see the bad, but we see the opportunity of how we could try to do something wonderful according to our capacity. And that brings us bliss. To know we're trying to actually help brings us inner and true satisfaction. And that takes a positive attitude based on knowledge. As long as we are attached to being the enjoyer of this material energy, as long as we have selfishness and greed and envy and lust and pride within our heart, there's going to be so many frustrations because we're trying to exploit the actual liberated state. Is the service attitude. We don't want to possess, we don't want to exploit, we don't want to control, we want to serve. Now, if we can serve by controlling, our motive is to serve. That attitude is free from selfishness. It's liberating. It's the actual supreme, most positive attitude to serve in all situations with complete faith in God. Faith in the goodness of God and the potential in every possible situation. And how does that state of consciousness come? Through association. If you associate with negative people, you will become very, very negative. In fact, I was speaking to a very, very high-level managing consultant. And he said that even in a company, one person who's seriously negative can spoil the whole operation. Just like one bad apple could make all the apples turn bad. It's depressing to be with somebody who's negative and complaining, is it not? But even in difficult situations, when we see somebody is hopeful and enthusiastic, it brings life, it brings enthusiasm, it brings hope and happiness. To associate with those people and to associate with those free choices that bring us closer to God, that increase our faith in God, and simultaneously raise our values in life, that will transform our hearts.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com. Thank you.